very first words that God spoke in Holy Scripture were, Yehi Or, let there be light. God separated the light from the darkness and thereby created day and night. And you and I were created to live within that ancient rhythm of day and night, working while it is day and sleeping while it is night. Our next hymn celebrates that ancient rhythm. It's an evening hymn, but more profoundly, it's an evening prayer. Not unlike Luther's evening prayer, which many of us pray at the end of the day. The fourth stanza of our hymn asks the Lord for forgiveness in Christ, to grant us pardon for offenses. Or as Luther's prayer puts it, I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong. And this is where I usually pause in that prayer at night, and I recall those whom I have hurt during the day, with my unkind words and actions, and whatever else is bothering my conscience before I go to sleep. The hymn's final stanza then prays that we might fall asleep resting in the peace of Jesus. Or as Luther's prayer puts it, for into your hands I commend myself, my body, and soul, and all things. And I don't know about you, but when I get to all things, I usually stop there. And I think about all of those unresolvable problems. And working in the office of the president of the Missouri Synod, I can tell you there are plenty of them in our church. And I commend them from the weakest of hands, my own, into the strongest and nail-scarred hands of Jesus, so that I can fall asleep and rest in the peace. But here's the most remarkable thing. Even as we sleep at night, the hymn says that our hearts shall keep their vigil. In other words, even as you sleep, you are still alive in Christ, worshiping your Savior. What a beautiful image. And there's more. Falling asleep each night in the peace of Jesus is but a rehearsal for that day when your body will, for the last time, fall asleep in the peace of Jesus. But your soul will be alive with Jesus, worshiping him in heaven, and, most importantly, awaiting the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting.